right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
All right, everyone. Hello. Good day. Holly King here. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness, where we talk about all things well. Ladies and gentlemen, today is Friday the 13th. Yabba dabba doo. It's Friday the 13th. The moon is in Capricorn today, and the color of the day today is rose. Also, it looks like, in reading from my Llewellyn's 2026 date book, that Saturn enters Aries today. So that's a big deal. Saturn enters Aries. So what am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? I am reading from, if you're watching via video, I'm showing you my date book here. This is the 2026 Witch's Date Book from Llewellyn. This is where I go each and every day, ladies and gentlemen, to look at what day it is, what day of the week it is, whether or not the moon is in a fire sign, an earth sign, or what have you sign, right? And today we're in Capricorn, so that is an earth sign. And then I look at what the color of the day is so that I can get my mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health in line with the color of the day. Now, you're probably thinking, why on God's green earth would I even care as a human being what the color of the day is? But ladies and gentlemen, hear me out, okay? As a spiritual life coach, I do my own morning meditation. I do my own morning practices. And I think it's super important when you have been doing things like this for so many years that you allow yourself the time and energy to really reflect on what it is that you are looking at, right? And so because the way that this almanac works, it's a cycle, right? We go through cycles of life. This book, this almanac, this morning pages allows me to go, hey, the color of the day today is rose. And then I might decide to put on some rose lipstick. I might decide to put on a rose colored glasses. I may put on rose colored underwear. Like, you know, I just work with that frequency, the color of the day. And in doing that, it helps me set my mind at ease from anything else that is distracting me inside of the world. Okay, so, or in the world. So when I look at like things like the almanac, well, where's the moon? Where's the stars? You know, what planet is in what sign of the zodiac? For me, ladies and gentlemen, this just becomes second nature. And I go, oh, well, we're working with earth sign energy today. I need to be working with my physical body, right? So again, putting on the rose-colored lipstick would be an application of me working with my physical body to help me feel beautiful at the start of the day, okay? So that's how I start my day every day, and some people don't get it. They don't understand why I do so many different spiritual practices as a woman, you know, as a spiritual life force teacher, right? But that's how I start my day, you all. And so yesterday, I want to talk for just a moment about a conversation that I had with somebody yesterday, because that is another reason why I'm doing this podcast today on Friday the 13th, because people do believe in superstition. Okay, so let me clarify that and even put a different spin on it, if I may. Okay, not only do people believe in superstition, people believe in magical frequency, alchemic energy. Okay, so Friday the 13th in our world has always been considered a spooky day of the year, or of the, you know, it comes around a few times a year. So it's like, well, what would we do with the energy of that day if we knew we were working with a Friday the 13th and that Saturn went into Aries and that the moon is in Capricorn and that the color of the day today is rose? You know, like what would you want to accomplish in a day like today? You know, would you want to get murdered? Probably not. But if you are someone from my Generation X era, you know, Friday the 13th was a day we would watch the movie Friday the 13th, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't even really know. I need to look up here how many Friday the 13th movies have we had. But y'all, like, we would scare ourselves to death as a Gen Xer, and we would be like, oh, I'm just gonna watch Jason go around in his like coveralls and his hockey mask, right, and go around with a big butcher knife and just mutilate people. Like, it's crazy. What the hell was our parents thinking? What were our parents thinking by allowing us to watch horror flicks as teenagers, right? Well, they probably weren't thinking. And ladies and gentlemen, back then in the 70s and 80s and 90s, you really didn't worry about, you know, was this going to psychologically damage me as I grew up, you know, and was watching the movie Friday the 13th, you know, a bad thing? So here we are in 2026, and I am looking at the almanac, ladies and gentlemen, and it's like, this is a really big day when it comes to like what's going on in astrology, okay? Because Saturn is entering into Aries. That really is what I want to talk about right now. Because when Saturn moves into Aries, you have to realize Saturn is the planet of karma, law, and discipline. Okay, so you have a very, very intense energy coming through with Saturn going into Aries for the season. And y'all, it's like, it's that burn that shit down type of energy. And then you have to not look back and go, look, I've done all I can do. I cannot do anymore. And I have got to, quote unquote, move on, you know, from the things that are not serving me in life. And so this is a really intense place for Saturn to be sitting in the constellation of Aries, you all. Just look it up. Like, anything that is an Aries energy is fire energy. Like, it is about transformation, transmutation, you know, trans-collective survival, if you really want, you know, to know the gist of it. And here we are, not only have we Saturn moving into Aries today on Friday the 13th under a moon in Capricorn, we also have on Tuesday the new moon in Aquarius, okay, and the start of the lunar Chinese New Year, where we enter into the fire horse energy of the season. Again, if you know, I know you know what I'm talking about. And people who do not follow astrology could give two shits. You know, again, this is not a PG-13 podcast. Please like and subscribe. But guys, like, this is how I start my day. And for me as a practitioner of astrology, like, I don't even really think this hard when I'm looking at where the sun, the moon, the stars are in each given day. If you all are watching me on video, you can see, like, that big ball of energy is coming right up the horizon, and I ain't mad about it either. Like, you don't see me trying to deflect the sun coming up over the horizon while I'm doing this audio video. Because why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I am honoring the return of the solar king. Like, I do that for a living, okay? I'm not mad about the sun. I'm tired of winter. I'm ready to get into a new season of life. But if you are someone that works in the spiritual arts community like I do, then I look at this almanac real quick and I go, oh my gosh, like, boom, this is what I need to be working on for myself as a spiritual person. And it's a lot of self-reflection, like, legit, okay? So the sun is reflecting off of my face. You see that energy right here on this video. And again, if you're on the audio, you just go ahead and take my word for it, okay? But, like, the sun is rising up over the horizon. It's kind of blinding me right now, but I'm good with that. Like, I'm seeing spots when I look around, right? But I know that I am ready to embrace the warmth of spring once again, and that I don't mind the fact that I know the next 48 to 72 hours of my life, I'm going to be working with some serious fire earth element energy, okay, until I get to the full of the new moon in Aquarius on Tuesday, and then I'm going to be working with my mental health, okay? That's just how all that works. And again, it's a system, guys. I know it's so hard to understand sometimes what I'm saying to you all when I channel these podcasts and when I talk about, you know, different things when it comes to astrology. But back to what I had started off saying is that I had a conversation yesterday with somebody and she asked me, what the hell was going on in the universe? And I went, and I just had to pause for a second and reflect and go, well, what did happen? Well, even on Tuesday of this particular week, so back on the 10th, right, we not only have, you know, today Saturn going into Aries, on Tuesday the other day, we had the moon in Sagittarius, which is also fire energy. And then y'all get this. Venus entered Pisces on Tuesday, okay? And so I had told her, the girl I had the conversation with yesterday, the lady, the female, the madam, and I said, well, when Venus goes into Pisces, it softens a lot of the struggles that we have had as a collective consciousness, wanting the world to be perfect and beautiful, and it ain't. And so we just have to realize that as human beings living on this planet, you know, we are doing the dance just like the moon and the stars. And y'all, I know that by having Venus enter Pisces for the next, you know, however long it, I'm learning the astrology. It'll be there for a little while. However long Venus decides to station her ass in Pisces, I know for sure that I'm going to be working with recreating my vision for the future, okay? Because Pisces is all about psychic vision, you know, dreamy, deep, shadowy work, subconscious energy, and the planet Venus is Aphrodite walking in with her big, beautiful body and going, you know what? Listen, I know you have had a hard time collecting yourself as a consciousness, right? That's what Venus would say to Pisces. Hey, I know, I get it. It's been hard. You've wanted the world to look like a certain way and it doesn't. And here we are doing the dance, the moon, the stars, going around the same mountain over and over again, right? Each year as humans. And it's like Venus is like, look, we're just going to recreate the love story all over again. Thus, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So I don't make this shit up. Okay. I just go with the flow when it comes to looking at my witch's date book and my almanac, ladies and gentlemen, and how I start my day and how I work as a spiritual practitioner with the realms of heaven, okay, aka God, Jesus, Mother Mary, whatever you want to call it, you know, whatever little G's, little gods, big gods that you believe in, okay, because I believe all of it has a purpose and a place. We definitely need to start looking back into our history and realize that even Christianity ain't that old, okay? It ain't that old, you know, and I will talk about some of that later because as a spiritual life coach, I want you all to know that I see you. I see what's going on in the world around us. And when I stop for 10 minutes, y'all, I've been on this podcast for 12 minutes and I'm wrapping it up. But y'all, when I look at just the transits and the transactions that have happened this week, just in the sun, moon, and stars and the planets, I'm like, well, okay, I'm just along for the ride. So anyway, happy Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you do something extremely fun today and magical, and stay away from camp creepy pants. Okay. Just stay away from Friday the 13th, you know, Jason. But if you're like me and you're an X generation and you decide it's probably going to be rolling on cable TV today somewhere, if you want to watch it, go right ahead. Just lock your doors. Just make sure no creepy pants comes into your house. But y'all, I love you. Remember, Pisces would want you to live the dream. Oh, let me look real quick. I wanted to look up real quick. How many Friday the 13th movies are there? Sorry, guys. This is Squirrel, okay? It says, I'm on Wikipedia. How many Friday the 13th movies are there? I'm looking. Oh, good Lord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 of them. Freddy versus Jason. Do y'all remember that? Freddy Krueger versus Jason. Y'all, now I want to go back and watch every single one of these Friday the 13th movies. Good Lord. See what you've done to me? Just kidding. I love you all. Live the dream. Enjoy this Friday the 13th, 2026. Propel yourself for Fat Tuesday on the 17th. And if you want to know more about Fire Horse Energy, coaching, astrology, you can get a hold of me at thereikistation.coach and schedule a virtual appointment. Those will be forming after March the 1st. So anyway, that's it. I love you guys. Follow me on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Listen to liminal.com. It's a brand new network. You're not going to want to miss it. So, all right, guys, that's it. Have a great day. We'll see you later. Okay, bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.